This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is committed to the early and peaceful resolution of Ukraine-Russia conflict and will make every possible contribution in this regard. Holding a telephonic conversation with President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky, the Prime Minister said India's consistent position on the need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. India has strongly condemned the remarks of Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir on potential nuclear threat. In a statement, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, has said that India has already made it clear that it will not give in to any nuclear blackmail. He said that New Delhi will continue to take all steps necessary to safeguard its national security. The Election Commission has rejected claims of political parties including Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, RJD, on Special Intensive Revision SIR. In a series of fact checks on social media, the poll body said that pure electoral rolls strengthen democracy. It also shared all documents related to SIR and its key findings of the enumeration phase. The Commission also shared its daily bulletins related to SIR in Bihar. The Election Commission said that 127 claims and objections out of 10,570 received directly from electors related to SIR in Bihar have been disposed of by officials so far. Aadhaar face authentication system has hit a major milestone, crossing 200 crore transactions as of August 10, 2025. The number of transactions doubled from 100 crore to 200 crore in just 6 months. Face authentication system allows people to verify their identity instantly using just their face, no need for documents or physical contact. US and China have agreed to extend their trade truce until November 10, just hours before new tariffs were set to take effect today. In a joint statement, both countries said they will pause the planned tariff increases for another 90 days. The US will delay raising tariffs to 145% on Chinese goods, while China will hold off on 125% tariffs on US goods. World Elephant Day is celebrated today. India is home to nearly 60% of the world's wild elephant population, with 33 elephant reserves and 150 identified elephant corridors. As part of the celebrations, Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav will participate in the celebrations today at Coimbatore. A report.
India has elephant corridors in the northeast hills in eastern states, in the gut areas of southern states, and also in eastern states like Orissa, Jharkhand, West Bengal and Chhattisgarh. Project Elephant, implemented in 22 states, is a centrally sponsored scheme and intends to protect elephants, their habitats and corridors. On this day, 12 lakh students from 5,000 schools will be joining the awareness program on World Elephant Day in the state. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. More from our correspondent.
According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya is expected till Thursday. The IMD has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in these states along with Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh today. The weather agency also predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar and Odisha. IMD further said that the thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds is expected at isolated places over Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Jharkhand and Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. Meanwhile, Delhi NCR received rainfall in the early hours today. Ishani Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Indian benchmark indices opened on a flat note today, tracking mixed global cues after the US and China extended their trade truce by 90 days overnight. The BSE Sensex advanced 0.1% or 80 points to 80,684 points in the opening trade, while Nifty 50 inched up to 24,612, advancing 0.11%. In Wushu, India's Namrata Batra is set to face Mengyu Chen of China in the women's 52kg final at World Games 2025 in Chengdu, China this evening. The much-anticipated gold medal match is scheduled to begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.